One of the issues that we are discussing very high in our agenda is in relation to the operating model, which has been brought in across the country. In particular, for yourselves up in Donegal, you're one of the last divisions in the country where this has been brought into. This all stems from a report into the future of policing that was done in Ireland a number of years ago. And it did recommend that there should be a restructuring within a Garda Síochána to take a lot of the bureaucracy and whatnot off the Gardaí, moving on to civil servants and to put in restructures of reporting and whatnot. In theory, this is all very good, and it went ahead, and Drew Harris was brought in as commissioner, and one of his main goals was to bring this in the country. In places, it is successful. It is working in areas. However, we are finding that due to falling resources across the country, the growing population in the country, but also issues within the actual plans that they had themselves and the models they had drawn up, we're finding there is deficiencies, there is faults, and there is problems. Highest amongst those would be the movement of resources from more rural stations into the more urban hubs, where policing has been centralised out of the busier areas, and actually the policing is done from those busier areas, where cars are then sent out into the more rural areas, which before this would have had resourcing locally in their local Garda stations, but this is, as I said, has been pulled away from them. Well, the change in review is good in itself, and bringing in a new model it can be good, and there is positives to it. The Garda management is completely failing to stop and review it, just to see where it is falling down. And this is coming from our membership, that they are under severe stress because they are finding these problems, that they don't have the resources to do the job anymore like they used to, or even to do it properly.